Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Game Score, only on RiotRadio.ca at the DCSA Media Hub. My name is Eldon Atkin, and we are back talking about more video games and the soundtracks behind them. Today is a bit of a fan favorite for mine, but also something I love hate. I'm talking about Mega Man. Mega Man 1 through 11. I'm not talking about Mega Man X. Mega Man X has a lot more to it, and I like the music in Mega Man X better than the music in Mega Man. So we're going to separate the two, and I'll come back to X later on. But I'm going to cover 1 through 11. I also forgot my laptop today, so my script is right here. Mega Man could be called an indie game, the first one at least, because it was created in 87 by Capcom for the first time ever built for a console. So it's pretty wild when you think that, like, Capcom, what it is today, Capcom is huge. They do everything from Monster Hunter, they do all kinds of Street Fighter. They did Mickey Mouse, his adventure in Something Else Land. I used to play it a lot. All kinds of wild games. And they started off as arcade games. They were based mostly on, like, doing arcade games. They decided to make Mega Man for the console, which was this, I think it was the NES, which is the Nintendo Entertainment System. And from there, Mega Man was born. Now, Mega Man, originally called Rock Man, Japan does this a lot where they change the names of games they have. Final Fantasy II in Japan, or I guess here, is actually Final Fantasy V in Japan. Very different. Mega Man is Mega Man here, but in Japan he's Rock Man. It gets a little interesting as you go. So technically there are a lot more Mega Man games than just 1 through 11, but there's a couple issues with that. One, a lot of the games are just re-releases of old games. So it's, you know, Mega Man Collection, and it's 1 through 6. The video I played, the clip I played at the start of the episode, actually, is from the Xbox 1 through 6 collection of Mega Man. There's a 7 through, I think, 11. And that's kind of, again, those don't count as extra games. They're just one game that encompasses 6. Mega Man's a very small game. if you look, I think looking at what old pictures, it was like one megabyte. That was your entire game, was 1 megabyte. So it's pretty interesting that that started off there, and now it is where it is today. It's an awesome game. I love it. And to kind of jump into the story behind it, because it makes it really difficult, because you don't really know what's going on sometimes. So each game starts with a starting screen, your classic, as you saw, the screen I started with, and the classic push the start button. That's it. Hit start, it previews. Sometimes a short intro, sometimes no intro at all. And the intro is very kind of forgettable in that sense. It kind of flashes by. And it's really, I'll show it later in the episode, the Mega Man 6 one, because it looks nice. But it can be forgettable. So it all revolves around Dr. Light and Dr. Wily. It's spelled W-I-L-Y, which looks like Willy, but apparently it's Wily. So Dr. Light makes Mega Man, great little robot guy. You could confuse him with Astro Boy. And then Wily normally just has evil plans to turn the robots against humanity. Wily usually finds robots that have been created by somebody and then turns them evil. And then the entire game is Mega Man fighting and defeating them. I don't know if it's, you want to call them, like, they die, because they kind of disappear. But that is kind of, that's the entire story. There's not much to it. You beat all 6 bosses. Sometimes there's additional bosses you can fight after the fact. And then you fight Wily. And Wily is normally like a 3-part campaign or a 1-part where you just have to keep going and fight Wily. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing special. It is kind of like the classic original script for video game. Have bad guys, fight bad guys, beat bad guys, fight the boss. That's it. I love Mega Man because of that issue, which I kind of don't like it now. When I was a kid, I loved Mega Man. I absolutely adored Mega Man. I could play it as a kid. As an adult, I can't play it. I don't know what happened. I'm a lot worse at it now than I ever was as a kid. And I beat Mega Man 1 through 5 and then 7 and 8. But I couldn't do it today. So I don't know what happened. If it was that youthful energy that's gone now. But Mega Man, it's a lot harder than it looks. And it can be pretty annoying at times. With that, though, I'd like to jump into the songs, because it was tough picking songs for this. Each Mega Man title, the reason why there's no Mega Man 1 title on this is because there's no real good songs. They're all like 30 seconds that just loop. That's all it is. It can be kind of annoying in that sense, where like you're just hearing the same thing over and over again, and you can kind of catch on where it's playing. But then you get to the older games, I guess the newer games, and they have a lot more to listen to. So I broke it up. We're going to listen to one of my favorites. So Mega Man 2, it's going to be one from each game, except for Mega Man 6, because I have a title for that. So Mega Man 2 is going to be Crash Man, and Mega Man 3 is going to be Snake Man. All the enemies are named something Man. That's it. Nice and simple. Mega Man's the hero, and then Snake Man is the bad guy. So kind of playing that in, we're going to play Mega Man 2 Crash Man, Mega Man 3 Snake Man. You are listening to GameScore, only at RiotRadio.ca, at the DCSA Media Hub. You can follow us online at the DCSA Media Hub as well, or my social media handle, which is just Eldon Atkin. And I'll be back after these two songs.
Thank you.
Welcome back to GameScore, only at RiotRadio.ca. Now, you may have heard I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage play in between Crash Man and Snake Man. You might, if you were confused, don't worry, so were we. Snake Man does not play that song at all during his fight. It just kind of happened, unfortunately. So moving on from that. So just got to kind of get into the music. Who made the music? Why is Mega Man so important? All these really interesting questions that you definitely want answered. So to start us off, because again, I wrote a script for some reason. We have original music of Mega Man 1 was composed by, and I'm going to probably butcher up most of these Japanese names, Manami Matsume. So she had previously done stuff for Dynasty Wars, for Mercs, a lot of, again, not console-based games. This is kind of her first stint. Then the soundtrack for Mega Man 2 was created by Takashi Taitsi, and again, Manami. Manami was there again. She kind of stayed on for Project 2. Mega Man 3 was originally supposed to be composed by Harumi Fujita, but she had a baby halfway through it, so she said, okay, good luck. And the person called... Their name is credited as Bun Bun, just B-U-N-B-U-N, but their actual name is Yasuki Fujita. I don't know if it's any relation to Harumi, but they also credited making the game. It's also weird, so if you look at Mega Man on Wikipedia, they credit everybody who was part of the music, but if you look into who was actually credited, certain people didn't make the music, they only made sound effects. So it's a little interesting. We'll get into that as I go. Mega Man 4 was Minya Fuji. Then Mega Man 5 was Mari Yamaguchi. Mega Man 6 was Yuko Takahira. Mega Man 7, this will be into lots of people where I'm not entirely sure what everyone did. We have Toshihoko Horiyama. We have Yuko Takahara and Makoto Tamozawa. That's three people. Mega Man 7. Mega Man 8 is Shusaku Uchiyama. Mega Man 9 is Ippo Yamada, Yu Shimoda, Ryo Kawakami, and Hiroki Isogai. And then Mega Man 7, sorry, I didn't put 7, sorry, Mega Man 11 was Marika Suzuki. A lot of tough names, I hope I did them justice. But, really interesting side, like, tidbit here. It's a good split of women and men. Like, they're not all just, it's not like a male-dominated thing. Like, there are 8 women credited, and 9 men. That's not bad. That's a pretty good split. And again, the music all sounds very similar when it's 8-bit, but it sounds fantastic at the same time. So, getting into what music I picked. Now, number one, we went with Mega Man, Crash Man. And on the screen, you should see Crash Man. He's this little guy with drills for arms. Crash Man is from Mega Man 2. Crash Man was one of my favorites, possibly, of that series, I guess. I think this was also with like Quick Man. So, Crash Man should be up on the screen now. And he is this little dude with he's got a visor and little drills. He gives you Crash Bomber, which is this ability where you shoot out this little like blinky red drill. It sticks into things and blows up. And to be noted, each Mega Man boss you beat gives you better things as you progress in the game. Pretty cool. Mega Man 3, Snake Man. Not I'm Only Happy When It Rains. Snake Man, his snake is called, I think it's called Search Snake. I don't remember what it does, unfortunately. It's been a long time since I played that one. Mega Man 4 was Bright Man. He's just this little dude with a light bulb for a head. And Bright Man, I like Bright Man. Really classic, really easy styles. Again, they're all man, but I do have a sleeper on here you'll be impressed to see. Mega Man 5, yeah, classic Napalm Man. Good old Napalm Man. I don't understand why Napalm Man was the choice. There's a lot of interesting ones where you have Ski Man. I didn't show Ski Man, but he skis. That's it. You have then number 7 is Freeze Man. And Freeze Man, if you look at number 7, it's one of my favorites because it stops being 8-bit and goes to kind of like a 32-bit. Really enjoyable gameplay. I really liked playing that game. And it was a little more difficult. And then Mega Man 7 is also weird because you have Mega Man 7, just 7, and you have Mega Man 7, Mega Man, and Rush. And Rush is the little red dog. Then you have Mega Man 8, Astro Man. Mega Man 8, also a fantastic game. It's when the graphics kind of picked up again, and it, I think it's, again, 32-bit, but it looks great. Astro Man, this weird-looking guy. And they start talking. That's the thing, is in Mega Man 8, they start talking. So, like, when you hit them, they go, yeah, or, like, they have, like, an intro line. Mega Man 9, Splash Woman. I know. The first ever actual female boss to be featured in a Mega Man game. And Mega Man 9's really weird because it goes back to 8-bit. So it goes from like this really cool like graphics to like a almost like it's like a secret missing level in there. And then Mega Man 11 is Fuse Man. Never played Mega Man 11 in my life. Apparently the graphics look a lot better now because it's, I think it was released in like 20... It was released in the 20-somethings. So at least recently in the sense that it's not like 20 years old like some of these games. Really cool. And all of these enemies have amazing soundtracks as well. So speaking of the soundtracks, let's jump into it. So we're going to play, we already played Crash Man and Snake Man. So let's go, we'll play Bright Man, Napalm Man, and we'll throw in Freeze Man. Because those are really, three really good ones. So Bright Man, Napalm Man, and Freeze Man. Tell me what you think, and I'll be back after these songs. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to GameScore, only on RiotRadio.ca. My name is Eldon Atkin, and we are getting right back into Mega Man and what I think of the game, plus what makes it good. So, before I even start talking about it, if we could play the video of Mega Man 6 intro. It's just a story. Just give it a listen, as it plays. So that's the kind of intro that I really enjoy. I think Mega Man 6 was probably one of my favorites. You had Centaur Man, you had Night Man, you had Tomahawk Man. You had a lot of really cool and really interesting bosses that you really didn't see beforehand. I mean, somebody named Tomahawk Man, unfortunately, probably wasn't appropriate culturally. But Japan gets away with a lot of stuff. So, you know, it was also in the 90s. With that, though, it's pretty much the same game. As I said in the first segment, the only thing that ever changes, hit the mic there, only changes over the course of the games is which bosses you fight. For the most part, Wily is always the main boss. They do throw in some other characters that I never really got a chance to play against because it was in the newer games. I think Sigma is one of the other guys. They throw in all these new enemies. I never played against them. I never, like, it was always just, I'm fighting Guts Man, I'm fighting Freeze Man, I'm fighting Ski Man, I really hate Ski Man, Gust Man, Wind Man, like there's all kinds, if you can think it, it's there. There's a train, one of them's called Train Man, one of them's a submarine. There's a lot of really interesting stuff that you fight, and each level is tailored to all of those characters. So, like all the songs we've heard so far, Freeze Man was the one we heard before the break, and you can kind of tell, it sounds a little bit like, I don't know, wintry. You're in like a winter wonderland. It's energetic. It kind of moves you. That's what you want to hear with it. If you look back at the older songs, I don't know what Napalm sounds like, but apparently that's what it sounds like. I don't know what Bright sounds like, or Snake, or Crash. So it's really difficult when you have custom, not even custom-made characters, but characters that don't really fit a niche. Freeze Man's pretty easy. You play some wintry music. If you looked at, I think it's Pharaoh Man from, I think it's 5. It could be 6. No, I think it's 5. So it's like you're in a desert and you go into a pyramid and it kind of feels Egyptian, kind of. But you kind of need to have music that picks up with it. And this is why I've kind of grown to not dislike Mega Man's soundtrack, but not enjoy it as much as I used to as a kid. If you hear the songs, you can pretty much cut them. Almost all the songs can be cut anywhere between 1 minute and 20 seconds to 1 minute and like 50 seconds. That's the entire song. And then it just loops. Crash Man is 3 minutes long, but it loops halfway through. And that's kind of the issue with picking music for Mega Man, is the older stuff is really just short and sweet and boom. We heard Toby Fox's stuff last week on Undertale. Toby Fox does 8-bit right. But he did it right in 2015. This was from 87. The first game, at least. So, you can see the growth, but they didn't have a ton of time. Mega Man 1 through 7, I believe, was all before 97. So, you had a bunch of games being pumped out every year, almost, with nothing changing much. You change composers, but it's only 8-bit. You can only do so much with it. So, it's a little interesting. And then you get into Mega Man 8. Mega Man 8 is when the soundtrack gets a little more fun. You heard Mega Man 7 Freeze Man, which was really great. I enjoyed that song. Mega Man 8 gets a little bit better, in my opinion. And then Mega Man 9 takes a header. I don't know what happened there. They went back to 8-bit. And I think it could be for nostalgia. I don't really know. I did not enjoy the soundtrack for that at all, really. And then Mega Man 11 is kind of crazy. I don't count Mega Man 10, because if you look on the Wikipedia form for it, it says Mega Man 10 is just a collection of the games. So I didn't put that on there. If there was a Mega Man 10 that I missed, I'm sorry. But then you have Mega Man 11, and it's a totally different beast. Like, it is, when you hear Astro Man to Splash Woman, and then from Splash Woman to Fuse Man, it's totally different. You wouldn't think they're from the same universe, the same collection of games. And Capcom has done a really good job of changing as they go. if I ever, I'm going to cover Monster Hunter World. They do an amazing job. It's all orchestral music. But again, that's Capcom. Like, you wouldn't, you looking back at 87 when they were still making arcade games, you wouldn't guess. So it's really impressive that they went from being a small-time kind of company to this huge monster of a corporation that most games, well, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of games, Capcom is number one. They do a lot of great RPG games. RPG stands for role-playing games. They do all kinds of really, really fun stuff. And I think in the future, I'll be covering Capcom a lot more. Now, we're going to kind of end the show here. I do want to say next week, we're covering Doom. And I think I'm going to have Dan on for a guest, which will be pretty good. But Doom is a totally different sound from what you expect to hear when it comes to Mega Man. So next week will be Doom. And we're going to play us out now. Now, there's some really good songs. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to play Astro Man, Splash Woman, and Fuse Man. I think it's collectively like 5 minutes. So if you want to tune out of the show, that's great. But maybe just watch it to the end just to hear the music. And let me know on my Instagram at Eldenatkin. Or you can find me as a part of the team at DCSA Media Hub. So let me know what you think. I hope you appreciate it. And I will see you next week for Doom, only on RightRadio.ca. And this has been GameScore.